So the historical Orthodox Christianity has affirmed these two indisputable characteristics of God, and many more. Mm-hmm. But these are the two that we're going to focus on: his all-encompassing goodness and his sovereign power. Mm-hmm. Again, this is different than saying that that God is able to do anything. Well, can God lift a rock so heavy that, you know, that he himself could make it, or vice versa, you know? And so it's like, no, that's not the definition of God. It's never been the definition of God that God can do anything. It's kind of something that we say in maybe a quick mention, or we tell our kids that, like, oh, God can do anything. But, you know, we're not. With our kids who are, you know, 5 years old, we're not trying to say, well, except under these certain conditions, he can't make a... he can't lie. He can't make a square circle.
He can't violate his moral standards, right?
That so, sort of yes, thing. There are certain things that God cannot do. Okay, so that's why he puts these all encompassing goodness and his sovereign power. Although the existence of pain and evil in the world places these two overarching attributes of God under the microscope of human scrutiny, they are not the only divine attributes to suffer the skeptical eye of his creatures. Right. For example, the existence of evil places God's justice on the witness stand. It seems that any evil that God refuses to prevent exposes his injustice. Right. You let rape occur. You let murder occur. You let me stub my big toe when I didn't really mean to.
I haven't done anything wrong. Right. So the idea here is hurricanes, all of these things are unjust, right? Why is God allowing injustice? Is he a just God, right? And so the problem of evil kind of raises this as an issue with regard to one of his divine attributes, right?
Or maybe the problem lies in his faulty omniscience. Mm. God fails to see bad stuff coming down the pike. He looks down the corners of time, and he cares about the individual, but more about their salvation only, not so much about, you know, if they happen to get murdered along the way.
Yeah. So does God know everything, right? Or does this stuff kind of catch him by surprise, right? And so all of a sudden, boom, bad stuff happens, and now God is trying to figure out, okay, what do I do now, kind of thing, right? So this calls into question his omniscience, his ability to, or his characteristics of knowing all things, right? And so he says, evil certainly tempts God's creatures to, you know, impugn his character. And so this is indeed a serious problem, right? We've looked at his goodness. We've looked at his power. We've looked at his justice. We've looked at his omniscience. So all of these things, you know, kind of evil brings these things into question, right? And so he says, one can easily understand how the problem of evil has become the Achilles heel of Christian apologetics. While some Christian apologists have been moved to redefine or tweak the attributes of God, right, so that they can get around the problem, right? The attributes of the God of the classic biblical theism, he says that this is one thing that cannot bear the burden of the problem, right? To toy with the clear revelation of God's character when attempting a theodicy, he says, is to admit failure, right? So we have a God who has revealed himself in Scripture. And just because we have this issue with regard to evil, what he's suggesting here is we don't attempt to try to change who God is, how he's revealed himself in order to solve this problem of evil. Right. And he says some folks have done that. Right. Mm-hmm. They've kind of tweaked God's character. And so that now they have a solution to evil, but then they don't have a biblical God.
Right. And so we've talked about this before, is the Christian worldview is the Christian story is a worldview. It's a complete worldview, and you can't take pieces out. And so the good thing about the problem of evil is it includes so many characteristics of God. The also great thing is that there are attributes of God that we can focus on, and sometimes it's our outside ideas that come in the way, and we kind of impugn the character. We that's where we want to do the tweaking, because there are other presuppositions, there are other ideas that we have of how the world is like that we may not derive biblically, but we really want them to be true sometimes. So that's what he's going to come.
Yeah. And of course, that's making God in our own image, which is creating an idol.
Which I think the Bible talks about a little bit.
Yeah.